Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed. You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Caro help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So, Skylar, we hear you messed up with your dad. His name is Don, and you got to ask his forgiveness. Is that right?
I'm in big trouble, and I could really use your help.
What happened?
Okay, so I moved back home after college, so I could spend more time with my dad, but he travels a lot for work. So right now he's out of town and I was trying to do a photo shoot and I messed up his car.
What kind of photo shoot?
Well, okay. So I'm like an Instagram model / influencer.
Oh boy.
And okay. Yeah. I know. Or at least I try. I'm trying to be.
Yeah.
And my dad has this really awesome Lambo. And I was like, oh my God, I've got to do a photo shoot with that car. And I kind of messed up the hood with my high heels.
Oh my God.
Skylar, were you trying to make a white snake video? You're on a Lamborghini with stilettos?
I mean, a Lamborghini, this ain't no joke. That's an expensive car.
I know. And it's like his dream car, too. Like, I knew what a Lambo was, and I was like, two. Like, he wouldn't stop talking about it. Here's another kicker. He's only had it for, like, a few weeks.
Oh, my God.
And I've never been able to even touch it. Like, he literally opens the doors with, like, a towel. Like, he won't touch it.
Well, so, like, what were you doing? You said you had heels on. Are you dancing on top of this Lamborghini or something?
I guess kind of. Like, there's music playing, you know, to, like, get you in the mood or whatever.
Yeah.
Did you have some dry ice on water to create
the smoky background? That's a really good idea.
You don't have to answer that question. It was rhetorical.
I was standing on the hood of the car doing different poses, and I kind of shifted my weight a little bit, and then my heel just, like, went right through the hood.
Went through the hood?
Yeah, through it.
Oh, God.
And imagine you can't get another hood. Like, they don't make Lamborghini hoods in Midtown.
Right?
No.
All right.
No.
So we need to call your dad, Don, and say, hey, by the way, before you come home, know that your Lamborghini is messed up.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You better get a lot of Instagram followers out of this video.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Skylar was just telling us she was making an Instagram video while standing on her dad's Lamborghini and her stiletto went right through the hood. She needs forgiveness from her dad. Skylar, he's not going to know you're on the line at first here.
Hello?
Morning, is this Don?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
We know that you're in and out of town for work.
Yeah, usually, you know, I'm busy.
So your daughter Skylar's here in Atlanta?
Yeah, she moved back in after college. It's a pleasure having her around. I do travel a lot for work, but it's worth it. You know, I get to swarm my little girl a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we got to let you know this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. Skylar's on the phone with us right now and has something she wants to talk to you about.
Hi, Daddy.
Everything okay?
So you know how I'm, like, trying to put together my modeling portfolio?
For that internet, whatever, internet.
That internet.
Yeah, it's called Instagram there, Don.
Okay. You need money? You need more money?
Actually, yeah, I do.
Okay, that's fine. How much?
I'm not really sure yet.
I need a dollar amount. I mean, what's this for?
Oh, jeez.
You should just tell him, Skylar. Just come with
it. I could tell what she's trying to do here. Dad, send a check for $1 million. Everything's fine.
Dad, I ruined the Lambo.
Excuse me?
I'm really sorry.
Excuse me?
I was doing a photo shoot with the car, and then it just kind of, like, happened.
That car is off limits, Sky. You know that.
I know. And I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry. But I wanted to get some really good pictures, you know?
Skylar, can you just come out and tell Dad, like, what happened? I mean...
I kind of stepped on the hood of the car, and my high heel just, like, went right through it.
What? You standing on top of the car?
Yeah.
Do you know how much that car is?
No.
How did you get your high heels through the hood?
I was, like, standing on it, and then, like, I, like, shifted my weight back.
Skylar, that car is a rental.
What?
What?
Oh, my.
I don't own that car. I have to give it back.
What were you doing renting a Lamborghini?
A cheap one is hundreds of thousands of dollars. I just wanted to have a little fun with it. You know, it's a lot cheaper to rent than to buy the damn thing.
Oh, so you had no intention of keeping this thing long term. You just wanted it for a little fun time.
Yeah.
I hope you bought some insurance.
Yeah, right?
They always offer that. You always decline because you don't realize your daughter's going to be making music videos on top of your car.
I'll tell you this. I did get the insurance because... You never know.
Well, we got to ask Don, do you think you can forgive and forget your daughter for messing up the Lambo?
Please.
Yeah, I can I can forgive her. Obviously, she's my daughter, but I'm not going to forget this. You're going to have to get a real job, like go to work. You're going to have to pay me for the damages, Sky.
Well, she's going to at least have to pay for the deductible on whatever the insurance is. And let's hope that that's tidy.
Yeah, I mean, are you making any money, Skylar, doing your influencing yet?
No, almost. I'm almost there. I really feel like within the next couple of months.
You know, I think the ones where you like point in the air and words show up, I think those are the ones that you should be doing, right? All the best to you guys.
Thank you.
Dad, next time, rent a Kia.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow, Valerie needs forgiveness for leaving vacation in the middle of the night out of embarrassment.
Somebody was snoring that bad?
It's tomorrow morning. Forgive and Forget at 7 o'clock. We're the home of Feel Good Fridays and Smash Your Parents' Car Mondays. 404-741-0985. Whose kid damaged their car the most?
This was coming off of today's Forgive and Forget, where Skylar was asking for her dad's forgiveness for ruining his Lamborghini that he had rented. She's an aspiring online influencer and was doing a little photo shoot in some stilettos, standing on the hood of the car and ginned it up and punched some holes in the hood. And it's going to cost a pretty penny to get that fixed.
So you're never going to come to TikTok videos on the roof or hood of a Lambo, but most damage a kid did to your car. Kezia and Hiram, your kid destroyed your car without even putting the keys in the ignition.
Well, my kids are really into sidewalk chalk, and the first opportunity they got, they drew a line all the way around the car, and they had made it around like three full orbits with that sidewalk chalk before I realized I've now been pinstriped.
How long did you leave them alone for outside with the sidewalk chalk, Kezia?
Well, I was sitting there, but I was like goofing off on my phone, not really looking at what they were doing, so I was right beside them.
Let's see if we can top pinstripes with sidewalk chalk. 404-741-0985. Talking about the most damage your kids did to your car. 404-741-0985. Isabella in Atlanta.
So actually, it was me who destroyed my parents' car when I was young. We were waiting for my dad at a MARTA station. He was coming back from a business trip, and I was jumping up and down in the front seat, and my head cracked open their front windshield.
Oh, what? My gosh.
I mean, what kind of pressure were you putting on a windshield? Because it takes a lot to bust a windshield.
Criminals have tried to break into my car using a brick and not been able to get through the windshield. So I'm not saying what your brain is made out of, but...
Yeah, maybe you don't remember it, Isabella, because you were concussed.
Appreciate the call. We asked the question on Facebook.
Yeah, Dee Dee Tumlin said her mom had a brand new escort station wagon, and she thought it would be fun to go jump the railroad tracks, but ended up busting up the O2 sensors and totally damaged the front end trying to do that.
Yep.
Then Ann Middleton was partaking with some friends, and a seed popped and burnt a hole in the white seats of her mom's brand new Monte Carlo. She said trouble was an understatement.
Partaking in, I'm just kidding. Danielle and Griffin.
So my brother was 15 and he wanted to show off that he could drive in front of his friends. So he decided to take my mom's car for a spin. And he saw a deer, and instead of hitting the deer, he hit a tree and totaled out her car.
I think the rule is, especially here in Georgia, like if you're coming up on a deer, you don't try and like slam on your brakes or swerve. Like you just take it like a champ.
Really? I believe I've heard a horse. Haven't you seen Tommy Boy where the deer ends up in the back seat?
Yeah, because he slammed down his brakes.
I love that movie.
All right, well, sit tight because we are about to unleash some people on you, some stories involving multiple vehicles.
Oh, jeez.
It's next level. The worst of the worst coming up next. 404-741-0985. It's Tad, Drex, and Kara talking about the most damage you did to your parents' car. We talked to a young lady, an Instagram influencer earlier, who stood on top of her dad's Lamborghini in stilettos. Gosh. Janine in Covington, what happened to you?
I was 16. They had just bought a brand new car. And we had these lovely streets in Covington full of antebellum homes. And I was going down the street, and the railroad crossing was covered with bushes and trees. And there was none of the arm thing coming down or anything like that. But we got there at the exact same time, the train and I.
Oh, no. So you got hit by a train?
Yes, a train. I look up, and the pointy part, the big of the train was coming in the passenger window. Oh, yeah. And it hit me, and I was knocked unconscious and pushed. Oh, my goodness. They say almost like a half a mile down the track.
No.
Holy.
Yes. I was in a small little place in the car. The car was, of course, totaled. Everything was caved in.
Yeah.
And I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is the thing about being a kid and destroying your parents' car is they're so glad that you're okay.
Right.
That it kind of makes it all right.
Well, when you're hit by a train, yeah. Like when you steal their car in the middle of the night and hit a mailbox or something, they're not so pleased.
Right. Thank you so much, Janine. Appreciate it. Tim and Canton, you have an epic story to tell us.
Okay, so what happened? I was 15 years old. I had a sister who's 2.5 years older than me, had successfully stuck out of the house, and was down in Tifton, Georgia, to visit her friends late one night. And she bottomed her little BMW out on a dirt road and blew the oil pan out of it. And calls me, the baby brother, saying, hey, you've got to help me. Mom and Dad are going to kill me. So we were big into racing at Atlanta Motor Speedway with Legends cars and stuff. So I was able to go get my father's F-350 dually with our race car trailer and take off to Tifton, Georgia at 15 years old to recover her broken BMW. Loaded it up, strapped it down, made my way all the way back just before daybreak in Griffin. I'm 1 mile from the house, and a deer runs out, and we hit this deer and tore up the truck. So not only did we have to make the phone call for that, but we had a lot of explaining to do as our partner in crime relationship came to a screeching halt.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much, Tim. I told you we were getting into multiple cars. And Erica and Marietta for the W. Erica and Marietta.
Well, it was actually my kid who damaged my car.
Erica's the parent. How old?
He was 16.
Oh, boy.
Is 16. This just happened.
Okay, good.
It was one of those left-hand turns, and he's like, I think I can make it. I can make it. I can't make it.
He's okay?
And yeah, he's okay. There were actually 5 teenagers in the car. it was a rough day, actually. Yeah. Totaled our car. Totaled the Lexus that hit him.
Oh,
totaled the Audi that the Lexus hit as a result of the spin out. So, yeah, our insurance premiums have, needless to say, tripled. So, fun times, but everybody was okay.
Were you responsible for all the cars, or is at least one of those cars like they should have stopped?
Witnesses say it was like the person sped up because they're like, no, you're not beating me on this turn. You know, you've been there.
Right. Yeah.
But what we didn't teach my son was like, don't ever say I'm sorry. Don't say it's my fault. Wait till the police come. He's a sweet boy, and he was like, that was my bad, that's my fault, I'm so sorry. You know, he like felt really bad about it and totally took responsibility for it.
Raised too good of a kid. Your kid needs to be more shady. Send him to my house.
Right.
I'll send him back in 2 weeks as a member of the mafia.
Yeah, Drex is shady 101. Everybody needs to take that course. Something like that happens. It's like, nothing to see here.
Right, yeah.
Crowd disperse.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Good morning, Jenny and Sewanee.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
It was fine. Hot.
Hot, no doubt. Well, why don't you go ahead, if you can give our pop culture princess her walk-in papers.
All right, Kara, you're pregnant, so you can't drink coffee, but I know you got to pee.
That is a true story.
Nice.
I'm out of here, Jenny. Good luck.
We're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Kara, we'll go to the ladies' room. I'll ask you these five trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in and ask her the same questions. You answer more right than Kara, she pays you $100. Are you ready?
I am, but I'm a winner either way this morning.
Right. Question number one. Jennifer Lopez celebrated her 53rd birthday in Paris this past weekend with a new husband. Who's that?
Ben Affleck.
Question number two. Machine Gun Kelly was assaulted by a fan at a concert over the weekend. True or false, Machine Gun Kelly is married to Kourtney Kardashian?
True.
Question number three. Vince McMahon announced his retirement from what?
Wrestling?
Question number four. Everyone's okay after Jason Momoa collided with a motorcyclist this weekend. Which Cosby kid was he married to? Was it Sandra, Denise, Theo, Vanessa, or Rudy?
I'll take a guess. Vanessa.
And number five. Kid Rock fans trashed a North Dakota venue because the show is canceled due to weather. What's the capital of North Dakota?
Boise.
I'm going to bring Kara back in. It's a Monday struggle bus time, but Kara also struggles on Mondays. So let's see how you do. So here she is, ready for the same questions. Number one, did you wash your hands, by the way?
Yes.
Good. Jennifer Lopez celebrated her 53rd birthday in Paris over the weekend with her new husband. Who's that?
Ben Affleck.
Yes, Jennifer got that right. It's 1-1. Number two, Machine Gun Kelly was assaulted by a fan at a concert over the weekend. True or false, he's married to Kourtney Kardashian.
That's false.
That is false. It's 2-1. She's married to Travis Barker. Number three, Vince McMahon announced his retirement from what?
WWE?
Yeah, we would have accepted wrestling, which is what Jenny said. It's 3-2. Question four, everyone's okay after Jason Momoa collided with a motorcyclist this weekend. Ooh. Which Cosby kid was he married to? Was it Sandra, Denise, Theo, Vanessa, or Rudy?
Lisa Bonet is her real name, and it was Denise.
Denise is the correct answer. Unfortunately, Jenny said Vanessa. Number five, final question. Kid Rock fans trashed a North Dakota venue because the show was canceled due to weather. It's a very Kid Rock concert thing to happen, right? What's the capital of North Dakota? Right?
I don't know.
Dude, if you don't think you know that, wait till you hear the capital of South Dakota. North Dakota is Bismarck, not Boise, what Jenny said. South Dakota, Pierre? Did we even learn this in school?
No.
Don't remember any of that.
All right. Well, final score, Kara 4 and Vanessa 2. Vanessa, are you smarter than Kara?
I'm Jenny, and no, I'm not.
Oh, that's right. At least I didn't call you Rudy. Kara's new record, 1,327 wins and only 42 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Jenny.
Yeah, it's okay. I got Michael Bublé tickets. I'm a winner.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, Theo. Congratulations. You're going to see the concert August 8th. The tickets are on sale at AXS.com. It's Michael Bublé. Have a great time.
Yeah, thank you.
We play twice every weekday morning, as you know, at 6:35 and 7:35 on B98.5.
We keep up with what's happening, so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
7:25, we're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Partly cloudy, chance of afternoon thunderstorms today, and the high of 91, 75 in Midtown. Braves lost to the Angels 9-1. They're in Philadelphia tonight. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you about the online game that everybody seems to be into that's getting a new treatment in just a second. But it wasn't the usual traffic stop for Deputy Timothy Smith a few weeks ago. He noticed a car driving well over the speed limit, but when he pulled the Rook family over, he learned that there was a pretty good reason why they were speeding. Mrs. Rook was in active labor. So instead of writing what would have been a very hefty ticket, Deputy Smith gave them an escort to get them to the hospital just in time for baby Cameron to be born.
Nice.
So the Rooks wanted to thank Deputy Smith in person. So last week they got a chance to introduce him to baby Cameron and show their appreciation for the help and not giving them a ticket. I think the police department also provided the family with some cool gifts and stuff too.
Onesies.
Onesies, right. Maybe a get out of jail free card, you know.
Oh, really?
I doubt it.
I got to figure out how to get pregnant.
It was a joke. Now, if you went to bed Friday night dreaming of how you would spend the more than $500 million you would have won in the Mega Millions lottery drawing, your dreams did not come true. But now you can be dreaming even bigger, because no one won that $660 million jackpot, and now it's grown even larger. Tomorrow night, over $790 million will be up for grabs. There hasn't been a winner for this thing in over 3 months, so the chances of this continuing to reach record-breaking numbers are pretty high.
I've only ever won $4 playing the Powerball.
Yeah.
Has anybody listening won more than $4 playing the lottery? Like, I would love to see if we've got anybody who's won any kind of significant amount, because I don't believe it happens. 404-741-0985. If you've won more than $4 playing the lottery, call us. I want to hear about it.
Now, are you a board game person, Tad?
Sure.
Yeah? What about Wordle? Have you been playing Wordle?
No.
Well, it's a super fun online word game where you get 3 tries to guess the secret word.
Okay.
And now Hasbro wants to get in on the action. So they're turning it into a board game that the whole family can play.
Oh, good.
It's supposed to be coming out October 1st, and you can pre-order it now at Target and Hasbro. It's played just like the online version. You've got a host that will pick a secret word, and then everybody else playing gets 6 chances to try and figure out what the word is. They've got the little green and the yellow tiles to tell you if you're right or if that letter is somewhere in the word but not in the right place. And I don't know, it'll be fun. Something to do over Christmas.
Thanks
for
explaining that, because up until this point, I thought that Wordle was just something that cluttered my Facebook feed.
No, it is so much fun. I can't believe you haven't played.
I just need to get addicted to one more thing.
There you go.
You guys ready to have some fun?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's time to play Beat Shazam. I've got 6 songs here. I'm going to play. You guys are going to be battling against each other, Drex and Kara. I'll play the first 5 seconds of it. You tell me the artist and title. This week's category, waiting. I'm not sure why, but. Kara.
Me?
Yeah.
Mumford & Sons, I Will Wait?
Correct. For your first
song. I am.
Here we go.
Is that John Mayer and Waiting on the World to Change?
Sure. So we keep waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting on the world to change. All right, round 2 of Beat Shazam. Kara, your next song.
Jennifer Lopez, Waiting for Tonight.
It's correct. Yeah. How did you ever guess that?
Oh, I don't know.
over to you, Drex, with your next song category, Waiting on Beat Shazam.
I mean, I think that's Maroon 5, and I believe the song is just Wait.
Correct.
Wait. Can you turn around? Can you turn around? Just wait. Can we put this out? Can we put this out? Just wait.
I get confused with all their songs because, like, they have a song that's Cold. Yeah. Wait.
Sugar.
Yeah, sugar.
Animal.
You guys are probably feeling pretty good going into the last yeah. round, right? Because you're all tied up.
Yeah.
Category Waiting.
Uh-huh.
Good luck. Kara. Okay, who does it?
I don't know. I can't think of it.
Waiting for a Star to Fall. You just sang it. Boy Meets World.
Gosh, I never would have gotten that.
Oh, yeah. Going to YouTube after that one.
I know. I need a leotard and a sweatband.
All right. Drex.
Yes.
Final song.
To win.
You get this right, you win.
Oh, that's not fair.
You might think it's not fair,
is
but...
Is it Brian Adams Right Here Waiting for You?
It's not.
What?
It is Right Here Waiting for You.
Richard Marx.
Richard
Damn
Marx.
Damn it.
Ha!
Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting.
You got your soft and easy favorites out of line.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.